Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle. The grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins. $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the last thing she said before leaving the hospital was meant to lighten the moment. She said, "Don't haunt me, definitely don't touch me." At the time, they laughed, but what happened a few days later, it didn't feel so much like a joke.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We thank you very much for listening. And you know, if you have a real ghost story, we would love it if you would share it with us. Call it in, leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802. You can always write it down if you want to. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, access to the archive, and advance episodes. You could sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I am Carol, and this is Kathy Gordon with me today.
Well, guess what?
What?
I have an update to my situation here at the house. And just a brief recap for anyone that doesn't know, that hasn't been listening. Moved into a new house. I had an instance with some knocking at night that it sounded like, you know, somebody knocked on the door. Then I realized it was in the closet. Yeah. Right. And then I brought home the cremains of 2 of my pets, Sam and Rosie, and I put them on their dresser. And Sam had a little bow tie that I thought was cute, and I set it on top of the box. And I got up the next morning, and it was in front. It was down in front of the box, okay? Not like it had fallen off or something. I mean, it was like somebody just picked it up and set it down in front of the box. Okay. And so I said, okay, fine. You want to be in front of the box? Be in front of the box.
Perfectly fine. That's completely cool. Yeah.
Right. All right. A couple days go by after we talked, and I got... In the middle of the night, something knocked.
Oh, God.
And it was a 2-knock, because in the middle of the night, I woke up and it was so soft, Carol. It was just a very soft 2 knocks. And even in the middle of the night, waking up, I thought, 2, not 3. You know, it was so vivid to me. And I sat there and I was like, and I wasn't as scared. But I also thought it was very soft. It wasn't as loud as the other ones had been. And I was like, God, that's so weird. It hasn't happened for a couple months or more, you know. Okay, fine. I rolled over and I went back to sleep or whatever. So the next morning I'm getting up and I have a kind of a bench at the end of my bed. And I was putting on my shoes and socks and I remembered it. And I was thinking about it and I thought, oh, no. And I turned around and looked at the dresser, and the bow tie is back up on top of the box.
No.
I mean, you can't make this up, because that's not anything. Like, if I was really going to make up a haunted story, you guys, it wouldn't be a little dog bow tie I would be talking about, right? You can't. This is not stuff you can make up. This is just weird. But I looked over and I was like, because I just felt it the second I thought about that knock. I thought, the bow tie. And I turned around and looked, and there it was on top of the box.
Oh, my God.
I left it. I said, okay, fine. You're on top of the box now. Stay on top of the box if that's what you want. But I just knew it as I was thinking about the knock. I just was like, the bow tie.
Oh, God, that would freak me out. But the one thing that I find comforting about it is that activity started when you brought the dogs in. They're cremains. So it kind of makes me think it's sort of the dogs. But that is a house that also really loved pets.
Yeah.
There's the pet cemetery aspect.
Right. And so now that I've got
this episode,
I've got this pet thing and this, you know, other thing that's been here. And so I'm not sure. It didn't feel particularly like when I woke up in the night because I heard the knock. I wasn't as scared as I was before. Like, I was kind of like, that's so weird. I haven't heard that for so long. And then, and it was just two, not three, which is weird because the others were three.
Yeah, because, you know, that makes me think of Black Eyed Kids in your closet. And
you know, and so it was very strange. And then to see the bow tie, I was like, but I will keep you guys posted just on what is going on. But I will tell you, like, I don't feel negative about this house. I feel very positive about this house. It feels very good. I am very happy my dogs are back here and that I have, you know, they're not in a storage unit somewhere. I feel better having them around me. So I think we're good. I don't think it's bad. It's just odd.
Very odd. And I'd be like, please just leave it in one location. Pick a list. If you want it on in front, that's fine. Put it there tonight and leave it.
When it went down in the front, I was like, okay, that's where you want to be. We'll just leave it there. And then it was like the next day. I look up and I go, oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I hate that so much.
Oh, anyway.
Okay, so like I always say, your son lives there and he's got an extra bedroom and I can always stay at his house.
You could stay there too.
And he does have the cute baby at his house. So
he's got a real cute baby.
And a new one on the way. Okay, well, let's go to our first caller.
Hey, guys. This is Christina from Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to call and say a really quick story. I had someone close to me die probably about 3 months ago. Her name was Norma Henderson. I would clean for her, just go shopping for her and stuff like that. She was, you know, 73. She was in not good condition. She was on a breathing oxygen tank thing. And she just wasn't doing well. So, you know, she would pay me a couple of bucks a week to just come over there and help her out, you know, towards the end. I probably did this for about a year and a half, where we came really close. And towards the end, you know, I just did it just because she was like family. So we got really close and personal, you know, talked about personal things and whatnot. And I considered her my grandma, basically. She gives me a call one night. She wasn't feeling well earlier that morning when I went over there. I went over there, did a couple of things around the house for her, and then I came back home and she called me 9 o'clock that night saying that she couldn't breathe and to get over there as fast as possible. So, you know, I rushed over there and she's on the floor. She can't breathe. She's gasping for air, you know, and she's being very stubborn. She's a very stubborn lady, you know, and she was a trickster as well, which that'll come into play later on in the story. But, she's very stubborn, and I told her I need to call 911. You know, like I don't have time to get you in the car. You know, I can't do it. I don't have enough manpower to pick you up. And she just kept telling me no. And I was like, listen, woman. Last words that I said to her while she was conscious, and last words that she heard was me saying, listen, you're not dying in my arms tonight, and that you need to go to the hospital. I need to call the ambulance. Not down my arms, and I stopped to quit being so fucking hard-headed. I love you. And she handed me her own phone. And, you know, I called them. They got there. And before they even got there, the operator was telling me, you know, put my hand over her chest and listen to her breathing. And every time she breathed, took a breath to say now. So, you know, every time I said now, there was more and more space in between the word now. As soon as the paramedic showed up, she squeezed my arm and she looked at me in the eyes and she passed out. You know, they had to resuscitate her right there. They, you know, ended up taking her to the hospital or whatever. I rushed over there behind them and, you know, said her last goodbyes to her family, showed up, whatnot. I told her, I said, Norma, I love you. This is when she was on her deathbed. You know, they told us to say our last goodbyes, which it was really cool that the family let me go back there because I wasn't blood related. And usually they don't like to do that. But, you know, I had become so close to her that she was family. So I told her, I whispered in her ear, and I told her that I loved her, that my daughter loved her. And I told her she could haunt me. Just don't touch me. I told her, don't pull my shirt. Don't pull my hair. Don't do anything like that because that'll freak me out. But you can haunt me. That's okay. You know, and I like chuckled and her family laughed and stuff too, just, you know, whatever. And so, you know, I ended up saying goodbye and I just left because I just couldn't see her, you know, I just couldn't see her die right there. Like, just watch her, just wait for it, you know. So she ended up dying later on 1 o'clock in the morning. It was Martin Luther King Day that she died, actually, of this year. You know, it was very heartbreaking because, you know, it was so traumatizing for me because, you know, I'm young and I've never had to go through anything like that. You know, she practically died in my arms, you know, and it was just like, gosh, wow, that really hit me hard. So that week was very hard. Didn't go to work at all. So I was just so traumatized by it. I'm in the kitchen. My daughter's in the living room, and I had my hair up in a bun, and I'm cooking dinner, and something tugged in the back of my shirt. And I turned around. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like, you know, I looked to see if my daughter, you know, and she was 3. She couldn't let, like, you know, unless she found a chair, tug the back of my shirt on my back, you know. So I was like, that's weird. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to brush it off. So I started cooking again and whatnot. And then it did it again. I'm like, okay, that is freaky. So I'm like, okay. Like, thinking to myself, like, that's probably normal. Keep it cool, Christina. Just keep it cool. And then, you know, my husband walks in and we start doing the dishes. And I always go bend down. And as soon as I came back up in standing position, it does it again. And I'm like, all right, Norma, I know that you're messing around with me and like you're joking around with me, but please don't touch me. You can hang out here. I love you and everything. And I miss you, but please do not pull my shirt anymore, you know? And it never happened again, but I strongly believe that was her because, you know, I specifically told her, do not pull on my shirt, do not touch me, do not tug my hair, anything like that. I specifically told her, and I think she did it, you know, as joking around, trying to be funny. And, you know, that's what everyone knew her as, is a trickster, be stubborn, and the sweetest lady you'll ever meet in your life, you know. And, God, I miss that woman, but it was just, it was kind of like a closure for me that she was okay. Like, she was like, you know, joking around with me, tugging my shirt, saying, Christina, I'm okay. Everything's okay. Y'all take care and thanks again.
I think that's so interesting that she goes through something so traumatic, losing your friend, and specifically says, do not touch me. You know, if you come back,
she knew she was going to do it.
Right. And then that happens to her.
Now, here's the thing. Christina said how wonderful Norma is. I'm going to go out here and say how wonderful Christina is.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, it sounds like they were good for each other.
It does. And I think, oh my God, what a great heart Christina has. And, you know, they cared so deeply about each other. And for her to be there like that at mm-hmm. the end mm-hmm. is so special. I have a feeling you've got a little guardian spirit angel that's going to be hovering over you guys and making sure that you guys are all okay from here to the end of time. I really think so. I think Norma's going to be there and is going to be super protective of you guys.
And I like to think that that was Norma, and she's like, I would never let anybody take that story away from me. If you want to debunk it, right? Leave. Because I don't want that debunked. I like that story.
I do too. And, you know, like it kind of reminded me a little bit when I moved into here and I was having troubles, like what we mentioned at the beginning of the show, with the knocking. And the one time it scared me so bad. And then the next night I just had a conversation and I said, you know, you can be here and I don't have a problem with this. Your house before it's my house, you know. But that knocking thing is scaring me. So if you could lay off on that and just do something else. You know, I felt like she's the same way talking to Norma. Norma, you can be here, but the touching thing, that's...
But yours is like, okay, just two knocks in. Don't make a stop.
Yeah, now
completely.
I'm just... And it was very quiet. Like, I can't help myself. I just got to do it. Let you know I'm here.
You know, but that made me think the other night, Saturday night, I was at the theater. And I've talked about this place before. It's a theater I write for. I bartend there on Saturday nights. I just enjoy everything about this place. And I've been involved with that theater for a long time. And I've had some paranormal activity happen to me. Another night, I went into the office. The show's going on, sold out house. I went into the office. Nobody was in the office. Nobody was even around the office. And I turned around to leave. I went in to get something. I turned around to leave. I had my phone in my back pocket. And it felt like my phone fell out of my pocket. So I stopped and I looked at the floor thinking my phone had completely fallen out of my pocket, which I thought was weird. I was like,
yeah.
It didn't. I must not have had it in my all the way because I had it in my hand a few minutes before then and stuck it in my pocket. So I thought, well, it must not have been all the way in my pocket. I reach around to touch it. It is all the way in my pocket. I do not know what grabbed.
Something
Yeah,
you.
It was weird. It was like, it felt like it came out of my pocket and dropped to to the point I thought it was on the ground and there's carpeting. So it's not like you would necessarily hear it. There's, show going on in the background, but it made me stop. And I looked at the ground.
Wow.
And I was like, that's weird. So I touched my pocket and it's fully in my pocket. I don't know what it was. But it was interesting.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's important to always, try to draw the line. But Norma is a practical jokester. And so she may not always follow the rules. So you may be in for another little touch now and then. But I got a feeling Norma's going to be there for you guys.
I think so. Well, let's go to this story about a dog. So okay. This happened a few years ago when my wife and I were renting a house before we had kids. At the time, it was just us and our dog. He's a mixed breed, about 60 pounds, pretty predictable. Not the kind of dog that sneaks around or startles you if he's in a room you usually hear him before you see him. The house itself was nothing special, older, not run down, quiet neighborhood, nothing that stood out. We didn't move in thinking anything about it other than it would work out perfectly well at the time. The first thing I noticed didn't really stick with me right away. I came home from work one afternoon and I saw the dog sitting in the hallway just outside the bedroom. He was facing away from me, kind of still, like he had been there for a minute. I remember thinking it was odd he didn't come over, but I didn't stop. I walked past him into the kitchen. A few seconds later, I turned around expecting him to be right behind me and the hallway was empty. It didn't really register as anything at the time. I figured he had just wandered off into another room. Then I heard my wife's car pull into the driveway. When she came in, the dog was with her. I asked, "Did you just get home?" And she said, "Yes." And I told her I thought I had already seen the dog inside. And she kind of laughed it off like I was mixing things up. That probably should have been the end of it. But after that, I started noticing little things that didn't really add up. It wasn't constant. Every few days, maybe once a week, something would happen that would make me pause. I'd think I saw him in a room I had just walked through, or I'd glance over, expect him to be lying somewhere, and then realize he wasn't there at all. A couple of times I stepped around him like he was in my path, and when I looked down, there was nothing there. That one was really strange. Mm-hmm. The real dog would be somewhere else entirely, usually asleep. What made it hard to dismiss was how normal it looked every time. There was nothing strange about it. It wasn't fast or shadowy. It didn't disappear. It just looked like the dog doing normal dog things until it wasn't there anymore. I didn't really talk about it because it sounded like something I was just misseeing. It wasn't worth bringing up every time I thought I saw something that turned out not to be the dog. Then one night it was a little different. I was sitting in the living room watching TV. I saw him walk past me toward the hallway. I remember hearing his nails on the floor, which is something you get used to. I didn't even look up right away. It was so normal. And after a minute or so, I got up to go in the kitchen. I called out for him because he had a habit of stopping right in the middle of where you're trying to walk. I turned the corner expecting him to be right there, and nothing was there. I stood there for a second thinking maybe he had moved into another room, but I could still hear movement ahead of me. I followed it down the hallway, assuming he had gone into one of the bedrooms. I opened the door. My wife was asleep. The dog was on the bed beside her. He lifted his head like he had just woken up. I remember just standing there. There wasn't a way to make it make sense. I hadn't just seen something out of the corner of my eye. I heard it, reacted to it, followed it. After that, I couldn't really brush it off. I started noticing that whatever I thought I was seeing was never just sitting still. It was always just ahead of me or just leaving a room. It was never in a place where I could just stop and look at it for more than a second. It always felt like I was a step behind it. I still didn't talk about it much. I didn't feel like it was something I could explain in a way that wouldn't sound ridiculous. A couple weeks after that, something else happened. I got up early one morning getting ready for work. The dog usually stayed in bed with my wife until she got up, so I didn't expect to see him. I walked into the kitchen and I saw him standing near the back door like he wanted out. That was normal enough that I didn't question it. I walked over, unlocked the door and opened it, and there was nothing there. I stepped outside thinking, did he get out the door and I didn't notice? He was not outside. When I came back inside, I went to the bedroom. He was on the bed. That was probably the moment that stuck with me the most, right? Not because it was any more extreme than the other times, but because I had reacted without even thinking. I didn't stop to question it. I just saw him and did what I always do. I never noticed anything that felt aggressive or threatening. We ended up moving about a year later for reasons that had nothing to do with any of this. Different house, same dog, same routines. Nothing like that has happened since. Speaking of dogs. On cue. Hey, stop. That would be Benji. Let's see. That's about it. Appreciate you taking the time to read this. I'd be interested to hear what you think about it. That's from Randy. I've never had anything quite like that happen. You know, well, I think we've all thought we've seen our pet out of the corner of our eye from time to time, but like, it's almost like the dog's leading him somewhere, but it's not his dog.
Well, and I don't even know that we've had a story quite like this. We've had a few, you know, we've had some pet stories, but nothing this intense. That what got me was things like I stepped around the dog.
It's
like
all
you knew
stuff
the dog
you,
was
yeah.
there.
And it's all stuff that you do without thinking. You know, if you think
let the dog in.
Yeah, if you think about it throughout the day, there's 100 times you interact with, well, for me, because I work from home. But there's 100 times I interact with my pets, I swear. And it's just a routine. I expect to see them in certain places or I see movement. Like, for example, my friend's daughter left this unicorn panda stuffed animal at my house because she said to me that the panda corn, which was what we were calling it, wanted to stay at my house. And I'm like, no problem. And it's about the size of Izzy and it's black and white. I can't even tell you how many times I've been on the sofa and thought that was my cat. And it's the unipanda toy. So, you know, you expect to just see him in places.
Is it a unipanda or a panda corn?
It's a panda corn unipanda. Okay. We kind of use them interchangeably. I'm sorry.
Okay. Right. I was confused.
Yeah. Okay. It's both of the things. But so to me, you just don't think about it.
Right.
Like I look at the stuffed animal thinking it's Izzy. Oh, it's not Izzy. But that's what's happening to him, but he's like stepping around it and following it and letting it outside, and it's not even there.
Yeah, it's in bed with his wife. It's gone with his wife in the car. I don't know exactly what to think of it. Do you have a theory?
Well, it's a dog doppelganger, you know, and I'm
ghost.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, why? I don't get it. It's the same doppelganger thing that I don't get.
It's a doppelganger.
It's a doppelganger.
It is
a doppelganger story.
It is.
Because it's the same thing that I have with doppelganger stories that I now have with doppelganger stories. Because it's like they're trying to get you to do something. And like, he's kind of doing it. He's totally doing it.
Well, he totally is.
But nothing's happening. So it's like, what's the purpose?
But something in that house, because they've moved away, nothing's happening.
Now, all I can think of is that there is a dog ghost in the house that might look similar to his dog, or it's taken on the look of his dog. And he likes them because they sound to be really great pet parents.
Or it's just a guy that used to live in the house that is taking on the persona of the dog, and he just thinks it's hilarious that he gets this guy to do whatever he wants him to do.
Well,
I don't know.
There's other spirits in the house. He's like, watch this. This will be funny.
Watch this.
He's going to let me out.
Hold my ghost beer. He's going to think he needs to let me back in the house.
I'm going to walk down the hallway. He's going to think it's the dog, but the dog's
this
in
is
bed.
Hilarious.
Y'all watch this.
I mean, really, because he's just the poor guy. He's all the time thinking it's his dog.
I'm really glad that they don't live there anymore. That would be a little much after a point.
Yeah, really.
It's like, totally. Stop it with all this doppelganger stuff. Well, if you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. So sign up for that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing.
You know what feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.